This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Hundreds of thousands of protesters could be found on the streets in Myanmar for a ninth day of anti-coup demonstrations Sunday. Protests continue as the new army rulers grapple to contain a strike by government workers that could cripple their ability to run the country. Trains in parts of the country stopped running after staff refused to go to work, according to local media. Meanwhile, the military deployed soldiers to power plants only to be confronted by angry crowds. A civil disobedience movement to protest against the February 1st coup that deposed the civilian government led by Aung San Suu Kyi started with doctors. It now affects a swath of government departments. The UK government says it has reached its goal of giving at least one COVID-19 vaccine shot to the most vulnerable people in the country. The development increases pressure on ministers to clarify when they will ease a lockdown imposed in early January. Some 15 million people, or 22% of the UK population, have received their first shot or were offered one. The figure includes most people in the government's top four priority groups, including everyone over 75, frontline healthcare workers, and nursing home staff. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's acquittal on charges of inciting a deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol left Democrats and Republicans deeply divided on Sunday. This as Washington seeks to move on with Democratic President Joe Biden's political agenda. The Senate trial concluded on Saturday with 57-43 vote in favor of convicting the Republican former president, falling short of the two-thirds majority needed to do so. Read more on VOAnews.com. This is VOA.